Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com, worldwide. And now we're going to head over to Dundalk in County Louth in Ireland to hook up with Sharon Tracy Dunn, the founder and director of Cross Border Orchestra of Ireland. And Sharon, you're very welcome indeed.
Thanks so much, Adrian. It's great to be talking to you.
You know, I wanted, again, just to recap. I've told the story many, many times and indeed played many tracks from the Cross Border Orchestra of Ireland. But going back to your first, or the first trip of the Cross Border Orchestra, I don't even want to guess when that was, but...
Oh, I should tell you, it was, 2005 was our first trip.
Wow.
2004 actually, 2004. Was our first time in Carnegie. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, tell us a little bit, if you will, about, you know, the founding of the orchestra. And before we go any further, I would like to let people know that Sharon, born, raised, bread buttered in Dundalk, and actually you had attended the St. Louis Girls Secondary School in Dundalk too. And so bring us back to the founding of the Cross Border Orchestra.
Sure, Adrian. So, as you said, I was born and reared here in Dundalk, which is a town just south of the border with Northern Ireland, and went to school in St. Louis Secondary School, and then subsequently ended up back there teaching music and English. And it was just it was 1995 at this stage, and it wasn't long after the first main ceasefire in Northern Ireland when the peace deal was brokered and we were heading towards, you know, what became known as the Good Friday Agreement, which incidentally next year is the 25th anniversary of. And I just thought, you know, it would be amazing if I could do some my part to show solidarity, I suppose, with everything that was going on for peace in Northern Ireland. And we had a store of old instruments in St. Louis Secondary School where I was teaching. So I got them all renovated and done up. They were mostly stringed instruments, violins and cellos and double basses and so on. And then subsequently, I linked up with various schools across the border, and we set up what became known as the Cross Border Orchestra of Ireland. And so that was the very beginnings of it, and that's almost 27 years ago now. It started as, you know, a link between schools, Catholic and Protestant schools on both sides of the border. Mm-hmm. And then later on in the early 2000s, we opened our doors to everybody in the country, north and south of the border, and in every county in Ireland. And now we have roughly 130 members in the orchestra and almost every county in Ireland represented within that. We've come a long way.
Yeah, and I might as well mention now that my sister-in-law, Alva Gunn Flannelly, again, was born and raised in Dundalk in Ireland, the Gunn family of auctioneers who made their great stars there. Anyway.
Fantastic. I'm delighted to know that you have a link with Dundalk, Adrian. That's fantastic.
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, as kids we used to, you know, take a brief holidays up in Dundalk because I had an aunt of mine, Aunt Cathy, who married into the McCaffreys. Tom McCaffrey, Tom and Peter McCaffrey had a paint factory way back then. And if
fascinating. So
now,
wow, you have to come back and investigate your roots.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
In the meantime, though, again, just on the cross-border orchestra of Ireland, we're delighted to know that you're actually going to be returning to New York. I think it's St. Patrick's Day coming up, or St. Patrick's season,
yeah,
at least, anyway. So
absolutely. So we're really excited about that, Adrian. Yeah, we were actually scheduled to play there in October 2020 for our 25th anniversary.
Wow.
And, of course, it got postponed and postponed and postponed because of COVID, as we know.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're thrilled to have got the date, 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day 2023. So we just cannot wait. Yeah, we're really, really excited about that.
Now, that is, and again, we will, as it comes closer, we know that your conductor, Garrod Grant, is, he was actually in touch with us, because today's topic is really not about promoting the Cross-Border Orchestra of Ireland, but again, with so many talented youth, again, through, you know, the years. One of your students who indeed recently had indeed a diagnosis of a form of leukemia, he's in dire straits, and thus, you know, we'd like to hear about the story of this young lad, 14-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that was actually our co-chair in New York, Adrian, who got in contact with yourselves, Kieran Grant.
Mm-hmm.
And I had told Kieran about the young chap in our orchestra, Daniel Greer. And Kieran was obviously really, really touched by the story and said he would contact ourselves and do anything possible to get this story heard. So Daniel Greer is 14 years old. He's from Newry in County Down. He's been a member of the Cross Border Orchestra of Ireland for the last 3 years. His older brother, James, is a member of the orchestra for the past 6 years. And so over that time, I've got to know both Daniel and James and their mom and dad, Anne and Paul, you know, really well. Daniel is the child that lights up the room when he comes in. He is a gorgeous, talented, happy, caring, sensitive, wonderful young chap. He's spirited, he has a great sense of humour, he is involved in so many activities. He loves mountain biking, diving, kayaking, swimming, hiking, rugby, but his real love is music, and he plays trumpet with us. One of his huge ambitions is to play in Carnegie Hall with us on the 17th of March. Unfortunately, Daniel's leukemia is acute myeloid leukemia. It's spreading extremely rapidly and aggressively. Over the past 20 days, he's had 40 rounds of chemotherapy. He's now been told that the only way to save his life is a bone marrow transplant. Unfortunately, none of Daniel's family or members are matches. And they've been told that he has a 1 in 10 million chance of finding a match. So what I want to do, and everybody who's involved in the orchestra and everybody who's connected with Daniel is trying to do, is get the word out to let people know that they can help save Daniel's life and other people in his situation by registering with the Bone Marrow Transplant Register. It's an international register. The register in America is bethematch.org. There's also lots of information. There's been a special website and Facebook page set up for Daniel's appeal. It's called doitfordaniel.net, and people can get information there. But really what we're trying to do is to let people know that it's very, very simple to get registered to become a donor, and that in doing that, you can help us save Daniel's life and others like him. So it's an appeal to everybody anywhere in the world. Please register to become a donor. Again, the website to donate in America is bethematch.org. And the website with all the information about Daniel specifically is doitfordaniel.net.
Doitfordaniel.net. It's a heartbreaking story. And
Adrian, yeah.
It is. And again, this is, we are obviously happy to spread the word through our radio programs here. And I'm sure that your outreach has indeed circled the world. At this stage of the game, it's a simple test. The odds are, you know, phenomenal against finding, you know, somebody with the match. But it's possible, and it would be great. It would be terrific, because I don't think there are many nightmares that families could experience than the one we're just talking about, considering that Daniel, and we just saw a clip, actually, a YouTube clip, where he was playing just a few weeks ago with the Cross Border Orchestra, an incredible, and
that clip you're talking about, Adrian, is on our Peace Proms Facebook page. So the orchestra runs a program called Peace Proms, and that's what we call our concerts. And so, yeah, anybody can view that video on the Peace Proms Facebook page. But, yeah, that's exactly what happened. We finished off doing we did a weekend of four concerts. It was amazing to get back, obviously, after being off the stage for 2.5 years because of COVID. We got back on, did a whole series of concerts, and we finished off on a Sunday night. I think we were in Belfast, and then the following morning Daniel had said to his mum that he had a pain in his back, and she said, oh sure, look, it's been a hectic weekend, and you're probably tired. And so she said, look, you can stay off school today, and got him the water bottle and the Panadol, and she said, you know, sure, off to bed. But by lunchtime, he was still complaining about the pain. And then Anna, the doctor herself, his mom, so she said, okay, look, we'll go and see a doctor. I'll take you to the GP, and got blood tests done. And then by the Thursday, it was into panic mode. And he was in hospital in the Royal starting chemotherapy in Belfast. So it's just been a horrendous roller coaster for his family, you know, and they're now in this twilight zone, this bubble, where they're just frantically trying to appeal to people to help save his life, you know. And I think it's very easy to sit back, and you know, and I know myself, I didn't realize that you could go on this register, that anybody between the ages of 18 and 45 can go on this register and be there and potentially save a life somewhere around the world, you know. And I'm ashamed that I didn't know that. And also didn't realize how simple it is to register. And so I'm just appealing to everybody, you know, not to be complacent about this, not to say, oh, sure, it's 1 in 10 million of a chance, you know, how am I going to help? Every single person who registers can help, you know?
Indeed. And, I stand corrected, I've been told. Dr. Kieran Grant is from Dundalk, and in fact he heads up a great group in the United States who have been supporters of the cross-border orchestra since it began. And there are also a great number of people here, and you don't have to be from County Louth or Dundalk. It's, again, as a simple test. Okay, so where do we go from here? And how do you get the test, the swab? I assume it can be done at home?
Yeah, you need to go to the website, bethematch.org, and you'll find all the information you need there to register. And if you need to know anything more about Daniel, go to the website that was set up for him, doitfordaniel.net. There's also a Do It For Daniel Facebook page. And you can go to the Peace Proms Cross Border Orchestra of Ireland Facebook page, which also has some lovely images and that beautiful video showing Daniel playing with us in concert in May.
You know, talk about a shot in the dark, but it would be terrific if this were to work. And Anya tells me that we will be posting all the links on Facebook on our page, Adrian Flannelly. And that's, again, we're delighted to have an opportunity to spread the word. And indeed, it's a very sad story, but one that, again, it's the rarest form of, yeah. You know. And so let's spread the word. And again, thank you for making us part of the outreach. We're very happy to do it. And good luck. And we'll, of course, be speaking with you later on the year as and find out all about your upcoming concert. That'll be terrific, you know. Now,
Adrian, listen, thanks so much for all your support. I hugely appreciate it. Our aim now is to get Daniel onto that stage with us in Carnegie Hall. Can you imagine? Can you imagine celebrating? That would be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, Sharon, Tracy. And as I say, we, again, as the founder and director of the Cross Border Orchestra of Ireland, good luck and thank you. And hopefully we'll get people to respond to this. Fairly easy. And the odds, again, are very big. How, having said that, you know, if it's something, there might be a miracle left out there.
Yeah, a miracle. Yeah, absolutely. We can make it happen together.
Thank you again. And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA, irishradio.com. Let's come back from Dundalk to New York.